After the first Sunday in Lent, not of Lent. The Sundays during the season of Lent are not technically part of Lent, so I suppose we could do hallelujahs, but we still set that aside like we did last Sunday. Good to see all of you this morning. A couple things to share before the service. One is I'm suggesting that if you feel more comfortable, that we follow the best practices that they're telling us about on the news all the time. Yep, we most likely don't have the coronavirus here. But the flu is far, far worse, and people do have the flu around us, so I'm not going to shake hands today. I just want to be standoffish. No. But then, when it comes to the sharing of peace, we will still stand up, and we just look at each other and say, the peace of the Lord be with you. If you want to shake hands, go ahead, but you won't get mine, because I'm not going to share. I'm being selfish. The other thing is, one of the slides that you saw is talking about a special service at Hope Lutheran Church tomorrow night. And it'll be up there again after the service. This is a service to offer comfort and peace after the tragedy at Miller Coors. Hope Lutheran Church is on 35th and Highland, right there, right in the area where this all happened. The pastor of Hope, Pastor Harmon, one of our very gifted pastors, the pastor will be sharing the sermon, and our district president will be leading the service. So if you feel like going there, by the way, one of the people on television that they interviewed, his name is Randy Chenoweth, was a member of Zion, is a member of Zion. And so I performed his wedding years ago. He was the man who said that he stopped to talk to somebody. He was going to be at the very place where this happened. That's where he was going. He said he could have been one of them. So he was so thankful. He knew everybody involved, the victims and the shooter. I mean, such tragedy. So special service tomorrow at Hope. I think it did it say 7 o'clock? Anybody see it? 7 p.m. tomorrow at Hope. So we are ready for our worship service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This could be the day. Are you ready? Please stand and join in the non-shaking greeting of peace. Peace of the Lord be with you. Peace of the Lord be with you. Lord's peace. Peace of the Lord be with you. We can still do this, though.
Yeah.
Might want to announce afterward daylight savings time next week.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. Peace of the Lord be with you. Peace of the Lord be with you, and welcome. Welcome. Peace of the Lord. Have we met before? No, I'm Pastor Abe.
Yeah, I used to go to church with Fred Kindleberger, and he's been trying to get
good for you. Good for you.
I figured today was the day.
Good deal. What's your name?
Flint.
Flint? Nice to meet you, Flint.
Nice to meet you.
Peace of the Lord be with you. Please be seated. We join in the opening hymn. But first, remember next Sunday to set your clocks back and out. No, fall forward. Ahead an hour. We lose an hour. Get up early and come to church. Peace be the Lord be with you. please stand? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Since we are gathered here on this first Sunday in Lent to hear God's word, to call on him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first confess that with Adam and Eve and all mankind since then, we are fallen sinners and helpless against the temptations, wiles, and darkness of Satan. We have ignored God and tasted the emptiness of life without him. Therefore, in true repentance and sorrow of heart, we together seek God's mercy and the free gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to eternal life by the light of Christ. For as by the one man's disobedience, that is Adam, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, that is Jesus, the many will be made righteous. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. In the place and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is found in Genesis chapter 3. The sin of our first parents stole us from God and left us captive to death. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of it fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, and for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife Eve, named Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is found in the book of Romans, chapter 5. Paul describes the poisoned fruits of the fall and the grace born of the obedience, suffering, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free fruit is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand for the gradual on page 3. On Jesus, fix your eyes, his offering view. The shameful cross on which he died, our Lord endured for you. But now he sits enthroned with joy at God's right hand, and by his grace he grants to us a faith in which we stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus is tempted. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We now confess our Christian faith to God and to one another through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. It is time for the children's message, calling all kiddos. Good morning. How are you today? Blessed by the Lord. That's very, very, very good. I have a question for you. Did mom or dad ever tell you not to eat maybe the cookie she just made? Did they ever tell you that? They have cookies laying that maybe for Christmas? Don't touch them. Did anybody touch the cookies? Was anybody thinking about the cookies? No? No? See, there's a word for that. It's called temptation. You know what that word means? You know what it means to be tempted? It means to want to do something that you know you shouldn't do. And do you, yes, sir. You want to do something, but you can't? Okay, okay. Because mom and dad said, don't. So then you just forget it and don't worry about it, right? See, this is the problem. Temptation comes in many, many ways. You know who does the tempting? The devil, right? Yep, yep, yep. And the crazy thing is we know he doesn't want to do anything good for us, and yet we listen to him. Whenever we sin, we're giving in to temptation. But in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus is tempted by the devil three times, and I'm going to talk about that in the big sermon. And the neat thing is to realize that Jesus never gave in. But then, what is really amazing, what was read in the Old Testament lesson, was talking about Adam and Eve. Were they tempted? They were tempted to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We don't know what kind of fruit it was. It might have been an apple, but we don't know. But they were tempted, and what did they do? They bit into it. They sinned. And there are consequences to sin. That was the first sin. We call it the fall into sin. And you know what happened after that? Before that, there was no death. And now death came. Before that, there were no weeds. And now weeds came. Before that, there were other things that changed too, big time. And the saddest thing was people were separated from God. But you know what he got promised right there, right after they fell? He said that the descendant of Eve would crush the head of the descendant of Satan. Who was the descendant of Eve? Any idea who that might be? It's Jesus. This is the first promise that Jesus would be our Savior. Now, Jesus did not give in to temptation like Adam and Eve did. Then in that second lesson, we're told about the first Adam and the second Adam. Sort of confusing. The first Adam is the Adam in the Garden of Eden that bit into the fruit. The second Adam is Jesus. And he went to the cross where he stomped on the head of Satan, crushed him, defeated him, won the victory for us, and is there to forgive us for the times that we give in to temptation. But the point is this. As followers of Jesus, we love him. We don't want to sin. We don't have to give in to temptation. But when we do, he is there with his arms wide open saying, come back, repent, and I will forgive you. So, you said you were blessed by the Lord. Here's the reason. We're blessed by the Lord because we give in to temptation, yet God still loves us and sent the one who did not give in to temptation to die for you and pay for your sins. That's why we're blessed by the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for never giving in to temptation, not even once. But then you went to the cross, paying for the sins of all of us who give in to temptation every day. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for loving us that much. The Holy Spirit, please help us to love you back by saying no to the devil and his temptations. Amen. God bless you. As soon as you receive this, you may return to your seats. We now worship God with our offerings. A note, during communion, we have three hymns. The second hymn is very, very special. You lost a tooth. Oh, goodness sakes. God bless you. And the second hymn is very special. It ties in to the Old Testament lesson so beautifully. So please take time when we're singing that second communion hymn to let those words sink in. They're just beautiful. Thank you. Pray. Lord Most High, in whom we trust, you are our strength, our refuge, and our mighty fortress. In you we rest and are safe. With a strong hand and a powerful arm, you have delivered us from our enemies of the devil, sin, and death. For all you have done for us, we give you thanks and praise. Almighty God, every day we are assaulted by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Time after time, we fail to obey you and make use of your word as we should to combat the onslaughts of the evil foe, Satan. When we sin against you and our conscience accuses us, forgive us for the sake of Jesus Christ and give us your Holy Spirit to turn our eyes to the cross. When sickness, pain, heartache, or tragedy causes us to doubt your love, renew our faith and trust in your redeeming love in Christ and turn our eyes to the cross. When we give the devil an opportunity by failing to flee from all that is evil and offensive to you, forgive us and strengthen us as you turn our eyes to the cross. When we fail to love you and our neighbors and family members as you have loved us, forgive us and help us to serve them and turn our eyes to the cross. When we seek glory for ourselves rather than your glory, when we hunger and thirst for the things of this world more than we hunger for the life-giving word, forgive us and turn our eyes to the cross. Throughout the days of our earthly pilgrimage and on the day of our death, once again, may your Holy Spirit turn our eyes to the cross. Protect those serving in our nation's military. Be with those who are defending us from the coronavirus and other illness. Watch over the homebound and heal those who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, including those we name before you now. Tom, Jeanette, Paul, Richard, Sydney, Kathy, Shelley, Barb, Kathy, Sherry, Norm, Donna, Patrick, David, Donna, Terry, Troy, Mike, Beatrix, Sharon, Sabitha, Grant, Louise, Cindy, and all others on our hearts as well. Lord, turn our eyes to the cross. And Heavenly Father, we pray also for those celebrating the gift of life this week as they celebrate their birthdays. We pray that it be your will to grant many more years of life lived joyfully for you, to Nicole and to Kevin. We also rejoice with those celebrating anniversaries, Jay and Kate Chide, 12 years, Jim and Lois Flynn, 71 years, Eris and Lynn Penicus, 56 years. We ask to grant them the same gift we ask for all who are married, many more years of life, live joyfully together for you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our strength and protecting us under your powerful love. Continue to bless your church on earth as it proclaims your word with boldness and courage in every place. May your kingdom come in this and every place. Jesus, we pray this in your name. Amen. Trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the wilderness, Jesus, true man, did battle with Satan and defeated him with the word of God. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus went to war against Satan once again. He sacrificed his body and shed his blood to free us from Satan's power. By his resurrection, there is victory. Indeed, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now Jesus invites us to his table to be reassured of his forgiving heart toward us. It is here that he offers us rest and strengthens us to live boldly for him. Let us then approach the table of the Lord with confidence, so we may receive mercy, grace, and strength to live as his people. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.